This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Calls grew on Wednesday for a de-escalation of violence between Israel and Palestinians that have left dozens dead and hundreds injured. The Israeli army has launched hundreds of airstrikes on the Gaza Strip since Monday, while Palestinian militants have launched more than 1,000 rockets in some of the worst violence in 7 years. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday after speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that Washington's expectation and hope is the conflict will end sooner than later. But Biden says Israel has a right to defend itself from thousands of rockets flying into its territory. The United Nations Middle East envoy warned an emergency UN Security Council meeting Wednesday the situation has deteriorated since Monday and there is a risk of violence spiraling. A 3-day ceasefire agreed by the Taliban and Afghan forces begins on Thursday after weeks of intense clashes throughout the country. The truce marks a Muslim holiday at the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. Violence has intensified in the country since Washington missed a May 1st deadline, agreed with the Taliban last year to withdraw all of its troops. It will be only the fourth pause in fighting in nearly 20 years of conflict. Tens of thousands of Afghans have been killed and millions have been displaced by the conflict, which has seen a resurgence of Taliban take hold of large parts of the country. The United States, Britain, and Germany called on China Wednesday to end its repression of the Uyghur minority, speaking out at a UN video conference that infuriated Beijing. Rights groups say up to 1 million Uyghurs and people from other mostly Muslim groups are detained in North